go to sleep now, babies. I love you.
That's Ashley Jorgensen saying goodnight to her four-month-old sons, Harvey and Walker. After she turns on the white noise, turns off the light, and leaves the twins' bedroom, she can count on 12 hours of uninterrupted sleep with one occasional feeding. A good night's sleep for this mom of four, five and under, is something she values because she remembers what it's like to go without.
Our firstborn was a terrible sleeper. And so then my secondborn was born, and he was actually a decent sleeper at first. All of a sudden, it just kind of went haywire, and he was up every hour at night and was fighting naps during the day. And of course, I had a two-year-old to take care of.
Without sleep, Ashley said working 12-hour shifts as a registered nurse was a challenge, and the sleepless nights were also a marriage stressor.
You know, Nick wanted to help, but my son wouldn't accept him, so he couldn't help, and so it was just stressful on all of us.
At their wits' end, Ashley and Nick reached out to a sleep coach Ashley learned about on a friend's Facebook page. The sleep coach taught Ashley parents can actually teach their children to sleep just like any other skill. However, parents can accidentally interrupt this process by putting them to sleep by rocking, nursing, or cuddling until their children are fully asleep.
Usually, there's some kind of prop or crutch that the child is using to get to sleep. So common ones I see are like nursing to sleep or using a bottle or rocking or even driving around in the car. Those things are the parent using something to put the baby to sleep. So then they wake, which we all wake naturally in the night. Average of, I think they say 6 times a night, but the difference between a baby who quote unquote sleeps through the night versus one that doesn't is we kind of wake up, we assess our surroundings, and if we know how to go back to sleep independently, they just go right back to sleep. But babies and kiddos who are put to sleep when they wake up those natural times, they have to call out for mom and dad to come and put them back to sleep.
The sleep coach guided Ashley as she taught her baby and toddler to sleep independently. She implemented a sleep routine, began using white noise, swaddling her baby, and practiced laying him down awake, and many other techniques. She followed the sleep coach's recommendations, and within a week, the family was getting sleep. Although it seems like an art, the techniques are backed by science. Ashley explains that when children are on a sleep schedule, the body becomes accustomed to the routine and begins releasing the sleep hormone, melatonin, about 10 minutes ahead of a scheduled nap or bedtime. When children are overtired, miss naps, or are kept up too late, the body releases the hormone cortisol and adrenaline, which actually counteract sleep. The sleep coach's guidance made such an impact that Ashley decided to become a certified pediatric sleep coach herself so she could help other families. Families like the Wagoneers. When Hannah and Jacob welcomed baby number 2, Hannah was up every hour and a half with no solid sleep. She said it was tough to make it through her 10-hour work days. That's when she called Ashley.
At first, she asked a lot of questions, kind of like our routine, you know, even the littlest things like, are you breastfeeding? Are you formula feeding? So it was a lot of like getting to know kind of how we do things as a family. And then from there, she kind of dissected what worked for us, what didn't work for us, and then offered tips.
Among the many practices Ashley shared with Hannah was not to rush to the rescue every time she heard her baby fuss.
You know, give them a minute instead of just jumping up and being right at their aid. But that was another thing I really appreciated about Ashley is it was never a cry it out method. And she knew there was absolutely no way I would be able to handle that.
Today, Cohen is 1. And sleep 7 p.m. to 7 a.m.
I enjoy getting up in the mornings and being able to spend that hour with my kids before they head off to school and daycare instead of dreading the morning because it came so soon.
And sleep training doesn't just work on babies. Ashley Jorgensen says toddlers struggling with sleep are among her favorite clients because they crave sleep and adopt routines quickly. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Laura Rohde.